Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla has the day off, so in her stead, we welcome in Yahoo, National, Baseball, Insider, and an insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV, Russell Dorsey.
Hey, what's going on, Marshall?
I know those sleeves aren't going on. If you know Russell Dorsey and his game plan, yes, if you know what he's about, and if you are on the Twitch feed, you understand that Russell Dorsey right now has no sleeves on because he's true to form.
If there was a week to not have sleeves on.
Okay, that's a good point.
It's definitely this week. Humid, hot. My parents actually, I saw them yesterday and they knew I was going to be on the show. And my mom goes, are you going to wear sleeves? And I'm like, Mom, I got to stay true to who I am. Like, you know your son is going to come outside.
Yeah, authenticity greater for Russell Dorsey. If you want to watch us on Twitch, you can do that. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Also, if you have questions for Russell, if you want to call and let us know how you feel about the Cubs after dropping, what, 4 of their last 5, the series against the Mariners at home, giving up way too many home runs, although they did out-homer the Mariners 11-10 as both teams combined for 21 over a loss, losing 2 out of 3 to Seattle. Do that. 312-644-6767. We are taking your phone calls. We are reading your texts. Behind the glass, it's Robbie Triano, Ray Diaz holding it down. Also dealing with that Twitch feed, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertz, they're doing it. And a reminder, the Cubs, they do travel to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. Pregame coverage begins at 6:10 right here on 670 The Score and the free Odyssey app. But Russ, let's get right into it. 21 home runs over the weekend between these two teams. I apologize to you because I said bullpen isn't really an issue right now. They went through a stretch of over a month in which the Cubs bullpen had an ERA under 1.
Yeah.
That is good. Over the weekend, the pen gave up 15 earned runs in 11 innings and contributed to why the Cubs lost 2 out of 3. And it wasn't just like a guy gave up some runs. You look down the list. On Friday, Ryan Pressly, 2 earned runs. Caleb Philbar comes in, gives up a home run to guess who? Cal Raleigh, because that's what
big
he did
dumper.
Over the weekend. Yeah, big thumper.
Bad boy.
He's a bad man.
Yeah.
Ryan Brazier, he got through there scoreless, but Yenesis Cabrera, we hardly knew you. He gives up 3 earned runs in an inning and is immediately demoted. Saturday, Drew Pomerantz gives up no runs as he keeps his scoreless appearances streak alive, but he did give up 4 hits on the way to giving up that. And then Brad Keller, he gives up, he actually got the win as he gives up nothing over 1 2/3. And then Caleb Philbar did a better job on Saturday than on Friday, and then things got ugly on Sunday. Cubs trying to hang around, but Chris Flexen gave up 2 earned runs in 1 2/3. And then I mentioned Yenesis Cabrera. He got demoted. They called up Nate Pearson. Let's take another look at Nate Pearson. the look was very much the same. He gave up 5 earned runs in 2 innings because somebody had to pitch. How concerned are you and how concerned should we be about the Cubs bullpen?
So I want to start here. I think when you look at what the Cubs had done in their bullpen over the last month, they had been one of the best units, if not the best unit, in Major League Baseball, right? And when I told you they still needed bullpen help and depth, I saw everything they had been doing. It was great. They were finding guys. They were figuring it out. What Craig Counsell has done since he was back in Milwaukee was be able to figure out a bullpen with guys that aren't necessarily the most elite high-leverage arms that people might know, right? It's like mixing and matching, putting together a puzzle. And for me, I still saw a need there because guys were going to come back to earth. It's the nature of baseball. And when you're talking about teams that are trying to get to the postseason and teams that have success in the postseason, it's about rotations in the regular season. It's about the bullpen in the postseason. And I looked at a team like the Chicago Cubs that still needed more oomph in the back end. I like what they had been doing. But just over a long season, you're going to have some regression. And in that moment of regression, you're going to need other high-leverage arms. Because Brad Keller, Drew Pomeranz, right? Ryan Brazier, Chris Flexen, those guys have done a great job. Palencia, like, they'd figured out at least what their mix was going to be. I do still think I look at the Cubs and I say, if they had a guy that you could say, night in and night out, we're turning to this guy and it's going to be three up, three down in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, you go get that guy.
You feel like they don't have that guy currently in their bullpen at all? I mean, you look at guys such as Daniel Palencia, you mentioned. I saw what he gave up to the Big Thumper, but who didn't give up something to Cal Raleigh over the past?
Which is going
to
happen. Like,
yes.
Bullpen, they're allowed, especially after the month that they had. Like, you're going to have a weekend or a week where your bullpen isn't going to be quite as shut down. Also, it's a very hot week here in the city of Chicago. Hot weekend. Ball is flying. As a matter of fact, the ball is flying throughout Major League Baseball because it's hot everywhere. Right now, I was looking at the Mets-Philly series in Philly. Ball was flying. And so I think you take that into account as well and say, okay, situation, hot weekend, you know the ball's going to fly. You said 21 homers?
Yes.
In the weekend? That's a lot of homers. If you like homers, this was the weekend in the series for you.
Well, everybody loves homers. As we talk with Russell Dorsey, who's in for Leila Rahimi today on Rahimi and Harris, about the Cubs, their disposition, the fact that they look at the standings, and what was a bigger lead is now a smaller lead as they start a four-game series with the Cardinals in St. Louis. Hard to believe, Russ, that this is the first time they're seeing St. Louis this season.
It usually doesn't happen this late, right? Like, you at least see them in April or May, usually maybe a Memorial Day weekend series. But no, it's strange that it's happened this late. And now it's increased some of the intrigue because the Cardinals, who had not been playing well, have a nice little get-right series against the White Sox, and now they've kind of turned where they were. Don't look at me like that,
who
Marshall.
Who doesn't get right against the White Sox? Oh, wait, I know who. The Toronto Blue Jays.
They did not get right. And so now the Cardinals are playing with a little bit more confidence against their rival, the Chicago Cubs, and should be motivated at home playing the Cubs where we are in the NL Central.
Cubs fans won't like to hear this, but this is what makes for great baseball. The fact that there are these extra wild card spots that we didn't have years ago. It's hard to believe, but like when I was growing up, four teams made the playoffs for us.
Yeah.
Four teams made the playoffs. Before the wild card, you won your division, you were in the playoffs. You lost your divisions, didn't matter if you had 95, 100 wins, you did not go to the playoffs. So I'm glad we've evolved to this point where baseball means more for more cities, more fan bases throughout the season. But I look at these National League Central standings, the Cubs, 15 games over 500, not far back from having the best record in all of baseball, but still, now 8 games over 500 are the Brewers, who have won 4 straight. Now the Cardinals, 6 games over 500. They're only 4.5 back. In St. Louis's mind, they're like, hey, even if we only take 3 out of 4, as long as we win this series, we're right there within striking distance of the Cubs.
And we talked about this on the show before. Do I believe that the St. Louis Cardinals are a better team than the Chicago Cubs? No. But they've gotten themselves within striking distance. And with the way the Cubs have been playing right now, not playing their best baseball of the season, if the Cardinals happen to have a series where they're able to win it or even sweep the Chicago Cubs, now we're having a much different conversation this time next week.
That's
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The voice of Russell Dorsey, who is here for the whole show.
Whole show.
To talk baseball and a whole lot more. A reminder, we're going to have Trista Crick coming up at 11 o'clock. And also, we are taking your phone calls. You tell us how you feel about where the Cubs are right now. 312-644-6767. We will talk more about that, plus the Bruce Levine comments about 7 to 10 days. The Cubs are going after a starter. That is early in the timetable. We'll talk about that a little bit next segment. But I want to get back into the Cubs. The Cubs are scoring runs. That was not the case just a short time ago. Here's my issue with where the Cubs are right now. 22-6 against sub-500 teams. Mm-hmm. 24-25 against teams 500 and better. That is not great. You want to see a winning record against other winning teams, but they are dominating the teams that they are supposed to. And even though the Cubs gave up 38 runs and losing 3 of their last 4, They scored 27 runs over that span, and they didn't score any less than 4 runs. So I feel like the offense is doing the things it needs to do. It's just a matter of, can the offense get good enough pitching, specifically in the bullpen, to kind of supplement what they're doing offensively?
We've been talking about this for months now. The Cubs' superpower is their offense. What they're able to do 1-9 on a nightly basis is what is going to not only going to get them to October, but it could be the thing that carries them once we get to the postseason. But it's really hard and taxing to try to win games 8-7 every night, 5-3 every night, right? Like, there are going to be points in a baseball season, because the ebbs and flows of a baseball season, where that offense isn't going to be clicking. There's going to be a stretch this year where PCA isn't going to be able to carry you for weeks on end. We've been seeing it. He's been doing it. But like, just like we talked about with the bullpen, like, you're going to have some clunkers in there, right? Baseball's really hard. Ask any hitter. Hitting is really hard, and you're going to have some stretches, even with as good as PCA has been, that you don't have a good stretch. You're going to go on an 0-8, a 0-12, a 0-15, and everybody's going to say, oh my God, what happened to PCA? Nothing. It's baseball. It's really hard. So for the Cubs, you want to be able to be consistent throughout the season. They've been able to show that they can do that. I think the fact that they can score runs without hitting the ball out of the ballpark shows you what type of offense they are. That's a very good trait to have. And we saw this weekend, they can still hit the ball out of the ballpark, right? But also, you're going to need the other hand, that starting pitching, to be able to carry you at moments throughout the year. We've seen them do it at times, but with some of the injuries that they've sustained so far this year, you're going to need them to step it up, even if it's, we call it 15-20%. To help that offense.
Okay, we'll see if the pitching gets better. Right now, let's go out to the phone lines again. 312-644-6767. We have Steve from Waukegan joining us here on Raheem and Harris. You're on the Score, Steve. Steve?
Hello?
Yes, you're on with Raheem and Harris. This is Russ Dorsey and Marshall Harris. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was just curious, you know, everybody's talking about the, you know, the bullpen maybe needing the guy, or I know we need a starting pitcher or two, and maybe put Brown or Ray in the bullpen because they've been kind of getting lit up too, but nobody seems to address the bench. I mean, we got Turner, Brujan, and Birdie with one home run between them and like a 200 batting average between them. Are they doing anything to bring up some other kids or something to make that better?
No, I think that's an excellent point, Steve. I appreciate it. Russ, they've got to be in talks to do something to bolster that bench.
Yeah, Steve, I was just going to say, to your point, what you look at when you're talking about postseason teams, playoff teams, it's not always the big blockbuster, right? It's the move that you say, that's a nice little addition. I'll say last year, the Kansas City Royals were going to the postseason. They were in playoff positions. And at the end of the trade deadline, you know, you're waiting to see who makes a move before the deadline's up. And then there's those 3, 4, 5, 6 moves that trickle out after the deadline where it's like, okay, this corner outfielder bench bat is going here. Last year, I think of Paul DeJong going from the Chicago White Sox to the Kansas City Royals, a guy that hit left-handed pitching, a guy that played every infield spot for you. Like, that is the type of move that playoff teams make. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cubs, in addition to looking at starting pitching, maybe the bullpen, say, hey, how can we bolster this bullpen, and say, what's the matchup guy that we want on our bench? What's the guy that crushes left-handed pitching that we want on our bench? Maybe a fourth outfielder. But I agree with you. I think that is something, when you're talking about a team looking to make a run, that bench bat that you can rely on in different situations, that I think that's a really good piece.
Oh, no, the bench bat that crushes left-handed pitching, I think we're all waiting for that.
Yeah.
Because every time the Cubs go up against a left-handed ace, bad things happen because they don't have what they need. And Justin Turner, I'm sure he's a great clubhouse presence, but outside of a walk-off here and a strikeout there, he hasn't provided much in terms of depth for the Cubs. They need more, especially if they're going to be in this upper echelon of teams that we are going to talk about later on in the show. Russell Dorsey, happy to join us here on this Monday as Layla Rahimi has the day off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.